Let's talk a little bit about Tainis Esther. Tomorrow is Tainis Esther. Okay, the first thing I want to point out is there's something very interesting about Tainis Esther. Tainis Esther is always on the 13th day of Adar. The 13th day of Adar is not the first time. Tainis Esther does not appear anywhere in the Gemara, anywhere in the Torah, anywhere in Tanakh. It is purely the quintessential min of Yisrael. You're not going to find anywhere in... Do you have a custom already? You're not going to find anywhere in Chazal, an early source, a mention of Tainis Esther. It is a custom that developed over the ages, after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. In fact, it appears from the Torah. The Torah writes that it used to be the minhag that they would fast 3 days, not one day. Can you imagine fasting 3 days? And then 3 days, because Tzumu Olai Shloishes Yomim Gamani V'Narosai Otzum Kein, as a zecher for the fact that Esther fasted 3 days. The minhag used to be to fast 3 days. And when did Esther fast? They fasted Pesach. They fasted the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th day. Now, of course, we are not going to fast during the Yimei Nisan. During days of Yimei Nisan, Yimei of Gula, we do not fast as a Hirosha, but as a Zecher for the fasting that took place during the 3 days. So therefore, the minhag used to be to fast 3 days. When did they fast? They fasted during Adar. Now, when exactly did they fast? So it's interesting that if you look in the various sources, even the Mishnah Berurah alludes to this, and it's mentioned in the Torah, it appears it could be they fasted. People, they fast whenever they wanted to fast. Whenever you want to fast, is a zecher for the fasting that happened in the time of the miracles, so people took upon themselves to fast whenever they wanted, before Purim, after Purim, sometime during Chodesh Adar. At some point in time, it became a standard to fast the Bahab. Monday, Thursday, Monday. It appears that the Bahab was, there was one fast before Purim, and two fasts after Purim. Over time, this became too difficult to fast 3 days, and we just fast 1 day. The minhag is to fast 1 day, and the day that we fast somehow over time was adopted the 13th day of Adar, because the 13th day of Adar is the day of the war. Was the day when the miracle actually happened. Yud Gimel Zman Kihilo Lakol was a time when everyone assembled. Everyone got together. People lived in Shushan, people that lived outside of Shushan. It was the day of the Yoy Melchama. There was a war, and we have a tradition that in times of war, you fast. Not like today. Today, in times of war, Rachmana Litzlan Le'Aleinu, you hear always a psak from the Rabbanut, that even on Yom Kippur, the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael are mechuyif to eat. They should have strength to be in the full strength on a day. But in the time of Chazal, we learned from Shaul and Yehoinasan, when they went to war, they needed zuchuyos, so they would fast. We have a tradition that they fasted, so therefore we also commemorate the miracle and we fast on the day of the 13th day. What's very fascinating, he cites over here in the Sefer called the Yalkut Asifas Gershain, a little contrast on all matters relating to Purim, is that in Megillas Tainis, it is recorded that the 13th day of Adar used to be a day of celebration. It's one of the days that you're not allowed to fast. And this was true during the time of the Bayis Rishon, because especially right in the middle of the time of the Bayis Rishon, during the time of Hanukkah. It was one of the major Hanukkah battles took place or concluded on the 13th day of Adar. It was called Yom Nikinor. Nikinor, I'll read you exactly what Yom Nikinor is. Let me read you. No, that was in the time of the Bayesheni. There was a person, Nikanor, who went and he brought the doors in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. His name was Nikanor. But there was another Nikanor that lived 300 years before him. And it's called, it reads over here, it was named, we didn't even know the year. Bishana Kuf Samach Aleph, 161 years before the Common Era. K.B. Before the Common Era, in the 161, Nikva Yoim, this day was established as a day when you're not allowed to fast, because on this day, Here's I'll read you the Masechta Tainus. Megillat Tainus. Nicanor echad me'aparchei hayivonim haya. He was one of the generals of the Greeks. Uveyoyim ze uvechol yoyim veyoyim hayemenef. It's a Gemara Masechta Tainus. Uvechol yoyim veyoyim hayemenef yodei al Yehuda v'Yushlaim yomer. Every single day he would stand on top of a platform, of a peak, and he would wave his finger back and forth. When will Yehuda and Yerushalayim fall in my hands and I will obliterate it? The Niskiva Malchus Beis Chashmonoi, and the base the Chashmonoim during the time of Hanukkah, they prevailed. The Notzchum, and they prevailed. Kitzitzu Behoinos Yado Viraglov, they cut off his fingers. They cut off his thumbs, of his, the thumb of his hands and toes, utulo'um, and they hung him up in the gates b'sharei Yerushalayim, the Amru, and they said, Peh, shohoya, medaber, begaiva, the yodayim, the hands that would wave, shohoyu manifo esal Yerushalayim, te'otse bohem nikoma. This hanging of this person whose name was Nicanor, a general of the Yevonim, who was killed, executed, and hung, and his thumbs were cut off, took place on the 13th day of Adar, 161 BCE. And on this day, you were not allowed to fast. It was recorded in Megillas Tainus. This is such a significant event that even this event is recorded in Masechta Tainus. There's Masechta Tainus, which talks about a few isolated events, and then there's Megillas Tainus, which records almost every day of the calendar another miracle happened. And after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Bayis, Rishon, Batla Megillas Tainus. No longer do we observe anything that it says in Megillas Tainus. And if you want to fast on any day that's listed in Megillas Tainus, go right ahead. There's no problem. And in fact, Purim, we actually do fast on Purim. We actually fast Tainus Esther over time has evolved. And this was the designated day to commemorate the miracle of Purim. The Tainus took place. Yom Kila, Yud Gimel, Yom Kila, Kali. So what comes out is something very fascinating. So I'm making this observation. The beginning of Purim. Purim begins tonight. Purim really begins with Yud Gimel, because that's when the main miracle happened. They rested on day 14. But Yud Gimel was a great sakana. The Goyim were allowed to do whatever they wanted to the Jews. We were in a tremendous sakana on Yud Gimel, and miraculously we survived. The Iker miracle of Purim took place on Yud Gimel. So the miracle of Purim is being commemorated on the same day that we commemorate one of the main battles of the miracle of Hanukkah. I think the common person looks at Hanukkah and Purim as two completely separate holidays. There's a miracle of Hanukkah and there's a miracle of Purim. Don't get your holidays mixed up. Don't mix up the Al Hanisim of Hanukkah, Bimei Matas Yahu, and the Al Hanisim Bimei Mordechai V'Esther.
Wasn't the miracle on the third day of Pesach, second day of Pesach?
The miracle.
That's when we knew already that everything was fine.
That was one miracle. That's the miracle. That was the day when they were given permission to write new letters.
But the 13th, they were not worried because the letters were out.
They were very worried just because the letters were out. There were two conflicting letters. There was a letter that the Jews can be destroyed, and there was a letter that the Jews can defend themselves. And the Jews, what are the Jews going to defend themselves? What power do they have? What army do they have? They're nothing connected. The power of the world. And it was the Ikra miracle took place on the 13th day. The 14th day is the day that they rested. The day when it was already over. It's already a day late. The Ikra miracle was on the 13th day of the 13th day. That was the main miracle. And we survived in that day. But what is so fascinating is you can't say, you have to remember, the whole miracle of Hanukkah, Purim, is a miracle of Hashkacha Pratis, coincidence. That's what it's all about. You want to talk about Pesach, you want to talk about other miracles, so you're telling me coincidence is not the theme. The theme is a miracle. But Purim is all about coincidences. If everything's all about coincidences, you can't ignore the fact that the coincidence, the day, the miracle, the Ikar miracle of Purim took place is on a day that is recorded in Masechta Tainus as one of the primary miracles of the Hanukkah story. In the Hanukkah story, obviously, the big miracle was the ultimate end on the 25th day of Kislev. 25th day of Kislev, when they came into the Beis HaMikdash and they lit the Hanukkah menorah. But there were battles. battles. There were multiple battles. And the key battle that is recorded is the 13th day of Adar, when this wicked person, Nicanor, was executed and he was hung in the gates of Yerushalayim, the Shari Yerushalayim, with his thumbs and toes cut off. So, Haloi Davar, this is a gilui to us that Purim is not just an isolated miracle. Purim, to some degree, is an extension of Chanukah. That's how you have to look at Purim. Chanukah came earlier. Chanukah took place.
Chanukah came later.
Chanukah was in 185.
Purim was
3. Getting all mixed up now. Chanukah took place in the time of the Bayis Sheni. You're right. Chanukah came. Right. I'm getting mixed up. Chanukah came later. Right. Chanukah came later. Correct. Okay, but it doesn't take away from what I'm trying to say is that you cannot deny that Chanukah, that when we commemorate Purim, we are commemorating Purim on a day that is of extreme significance for Chanukah. We cannot deny that fact. And in fact, it enhances one of the major questions that we have relating to Chanukah. Why on Chanukah do we only focus on the miracle of the menorah? The menorah, many will argue, is a more insignificant miracle. It was a miracle, Lamal Derech HaNes, the Chanukah, the Ner Chanukah, burnt 8 days. But study the history, take out the history books. The miracle of Chanukah was a war. There were major world wars that were going on, and the fact that what? The Chanukah. We do mention it lasts for 8 days, but we mention the Ligu Neros Bechatz Kotshecha. The main, we don't mention that it lasts for 8 days, but we mention the Ligu Neros Bechatz Kotshecha. The icker focus of Chanukah is the war. The war, but yet we downplay that. It's not true, we're not downplaying it. Purim is where we're mashlin, because Purim is about a war. That's what Purim is all about. It's a coincidence of war. There were no open miracles, no Hanukkah candles, that we physically survived. There was a war. So when you look at it, and it's also it's interesting is that, you know, you have the Al Hanisim, these two, they're packaged together in one nice, have one big Al Hanisim, and then you have the two columns, the two branches that come forth. When you look at Purim, don't look at Purim as an isolated holiday. Purim is a hashlama for Chanukah. Purim is about coincidence. You can't deny the fact that Purim begins and the Ikar miracle of Purim is on the same day that the major battle of Chanukah concluded. In the Shaarei Yerushalayim, exactly what we're missing for Purim is what we have on Chanukah. Purim, it's Shushan Abira. What about Yerushalayim? The only remnant we have is Man Hazev, Shushan Abira, is Yerushalayim, right? Because of the kavod of Yerushalayim, even though Yerushalayim was not a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, the reason why we celebrate in Yerushalayim on the 16th, on the 15th day of Adar, is L'chvod Yerushalayim. So Shushan HaBira, Yerushalayim is the Shushan HaBira. And what happened on the 13th day, 200 years later, what happened? What happened on that day, on the 13th day, you can't say it's not a coincidence, they hung up this fellow Nicanor, like Haman, they hung him up, and the Shaarei Yerushalayim with his thumbs cut off. So this is the idea that I think is choshuv. It's an idea to keep aware. There are two of these things that they do coincide. It's not just a coincidence that these two things come together on the same time. Okay, there's a fascinating meaning. I never heard this meaning in Varmiza, in Worms. Varmiza is Worms, right? Varmiza?
Yes.
In Worms, the minig was when they lay in Antainas Esther, they lay in Vaychal, when they got to the last pasuk of the Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha. You ever hear this minig? The last pasuk of the Kriyas HaTorah, the minig in Worms was to lay it with the niggun of Megillas Esther. Beautiful minig. In order to get you into the theme, the transition of Mincha, Erev Purim, into Megillas Esther, that was the minig. Period. Okay, there's another interesting minig in Svard, in among the Svardim, I never heard of this, is that any woman whose name was Esther has to fast. even though women generally are megal to some degree, certain parts of Klal Yisrael are very megal lashim, but if your name is Esther, then there's no excuse. Tainus Esther, that you have no choice, you have to observe. No rules. Okay, now just to bring out this halach in Megillas Tainis. It says in Megillas Tainis that any day that is listed in Megillas Tainis, not only are you not allowed to fast on that day, you're not allowed to fast the day before and the day after. So the question is, Chazal tell us Megillas Tainis is bottle. All the days of Megillas Tainis, you can have it today. They have an edited edition, a critical edition of Megillas Tainis with footnotes. They have a whole, they publish a very nice edition of Megillas Tainis. There are a whole long list of days. All of the laws of Megillas Tainis are bottle with the exception of two. There are two holidays listed in Megillas Tainis, Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim is listed in Megillas Tainis. According to Pashas, it's not bottle. If it's not bottle, so the rules of Megillas Tainis apply. If you're not allowed to fast on a day mentioned Gilas Tainis, then you're not allowed to fast the day before and the day after. So how then are we allowed to fast on Erev Purim? We are fast Erev Purim, the day before Purim. Megillas Tainis says any day listed here, you may not fast the day before. So some will argue, will tell you, in Achinami, Megillas Tainis is bottle. There are two dinim in Purim. There's a din Purim of Purim, Mamish Purim, and there's a din Purim of Megillas Tainis. What are the two dinim? I don't know. But the din of Purim that comes from Megillas Tainis, that doesn't apply anymore, and that's why we are allowed to fast on Purim, on Erev Purim, Tainis Esther. But there's a better reason. The better reason is because Megillas Tainis itself says is that the only holidays that you're not allowed to fast the day before, holidays that are of rabbinic origin. But a holiday that is a d'oraisa, you are allowed to fast the day before and the day after, because divrei Torah do not require chizuk. Something that's minat Torah, let's say Pesach. Are you allowed to fast erev Pesach? Absolutely. Minagoy lemis to fast. You're allowed to fast erev Pesach. No question. It's a new thing, Bizman, is that there were shvacha people, so we have to go have a siyum to gather. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Any, or how you allowed to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah, how you allowed to fast Erev Pesach? The answer is, even Erev Shavuos, I think there is such a thing, there's a whole Shiloh Erev Shavuos. But what's the reason? Because something that is min HaTorah does not require strengthening. A holiday that's only rabbinic, a day, when a celebration, something very good happen in Klal Yisrael, if you're going to be allowed to fast the day before, people are going to forget about the primary holiday. From this we learn a very, unfortunately, he brings out this point here in Sefer Sivas Gershom. This you learn over here is that Purim is not just in the category of a regular Dirabbanan. The Yom Div of Purim is in the category of what's called Divrei Kabbalah. It's not just the rabbinic, it's a different league. It's a league which borders upon the Kedusha of a Yom Tov De'oraisa. Just like this Pesach, the Shavuos, the Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Purim is in that league. It's Divrei Kabbalah. And the Nafkamina is, look, you're allowed to fast. Tainis Esther. What more do you want than that? That goes to show that it's not part of the rules of a Yom Tov De'rabbanan of Megillas Tainis. Okay, just some quick halachas. What happens if chas v'shalom you eat? Just basic halachas. If you chas v'shalom forget yourself on Tainis Esther and you eat, do you say once you ate, it's all downhill?
You have to make up.
No, you're not allowed. If a person, by mistake, it happens. You come home, you open the refrigerator, take a glass of water, it happens. Just because you make a mistake, it does not mean it's all over. You're not allowed to continue from the remainder of the day. You must remain fasting. Are you mechuyev to be mashlim? Me'ikar hadin, yes. If you by mistake, it's a double whammy. You're not allowed to eat the rest of the day. You're stuck for the rest of the day. Plus, me'ikar hadin, you mechuyev to fast another day. Next opportunity, you mechuyev to fast. Halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin like this. Halacha l'maisa, all the poets can say that since bizman hazeh were very weak, you don't have to be mashlim. You're not allowed to eat the remainder of the day, but you don't have to be mashlim. But what you should do is, you should give a significant amount of tzedakah as a kapara, or as a hashlama, tashlum, for the mistake of eating on Purim. Okay, when does the fast begin? The fast begins, alayis ha-shachar, 72 minutes. We generally hold 72 minutes before sunrise. If you can, you can be makel less than 72, even 50 minutes before sunrise. B'di'evet, but l'chadchila, 72 minutes before sunrise. However, 72, even 74 minutes of sunrise, you're not allowed to have a meal. You have to have an additional 30 minutes. If you want to have a bread meal, a sit-down bread meal, you have to add an additional 30 minutes to the 72 minutes. If you want to take a drink, just take a quick snack, then you're allowed to have, that's 72 minutes of sunrise, you are allowed to have an achilas arai. But there's one condition, people don't know this, is that when you go to sleep at night, the truth is, the fast really begins not when you wake 72 minutes before, but when you go to sleep at night. Okay, when you go to sleep at night, you have the exact time? 72 minutes. What's 72 minutes for sunrise? What's the time?
It says 5:32. It says 5:32 in the calendar.
5:32? 5:32. And that would mean if you want to have a bread meal, you would have to have the bread meal, you would have to begin your bread meal before 5:02. Before 5:02. Okay, now, the fast really begins when you go to sleep. When you go to sleep at 9 o'clock at night, that's when the fast begins, unless you make a tanai. You stipulate that when I'm going to sleep now, that does not indicate that I want the fast to begin. I want to still eat before Alois Hashach, before 5:32. If you don't make the tanai bepeh, but you make it b'machshava in your mind, your thought, that's also b'di'eved, okay. Okay, there's another thing in Tanya says to give machtis ha-shekel. The truth is, the machlekes ha-poiskim, when is the ikar zman to give machtis ha-shekel? Is it to give it before the letting of the laning of the Megillah, or do you give the machtis ha-shekel before mincha on Tanya Sester? What's the classic nafkamina? The classic nafkamina is in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, if you live in Yerushalayim, so when do you celebrate Purim? When do you lay in the Megillah? The next day. What is Tainus Es? Tainus Es is always going to be on the 14th day. So the Nafkamina is if you hold on the Iker on the 13th day. So if the Iker Zman to give the Machsa Shekel is on Tainus Esther, so then no matter when Tainus Esther is, let's say in a year, not like this, but let's say the Purim is on Mitzvah Shabbos. Tainus Esther is on Thursday. You give the Machsa Shekel on Thursday before you daven Mincha. But if you learn that the Machsa Shekel is to be given before you lay the Megillah, then you're supposed to wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. So what's the Nafkamina? The longest is the din machsa shekel, the din in its tzedakah, and the tainus Chazal tell us the ikar benefit one gets from a tainus is the money you give to tzedakah. The way it used to be is if you don't have to eat, today a tainus costs more than on the day when there's a tainus, the average person spends more money on his food. Then if you're not fasting, because if I'm fasting the whole day, that means that for supper I have to have a super deluxe dinner. So if my dinner only costs $5, after I break the fast, my dinner's going to cost $20.
You buy everything
in the supermarket. So today, for the average person, it's funny that when there's a tainus, it costs more. But in the time of Chazal, it was just the opposite. If you're fasting, it doesn't cost anything. So it doesn't cost anything, so what do you do with the extra money? If I'm not going to have to eat lunch, eat dinner, so what do you do with the extra money? You give the money to the poor. So according to many opinions, the reason why Chazal was sakin, you give the machsa shekel, it's given lezecher's adar, be'echad ba'adar mashmil ha-shkolim, and you give it bidavka on Tainus Esther, because on Tainus Esther, the money you save from eating is you give to tzedakah, and it's the Tainus, that's what you're doing on the Tainus, you're doing tshuva, you're supposed to give money to tzedakah. But others say no, others say the money you're giving is, the ikar tam of machsa shekel is because Hashem saw that Haman would give shkolim to exterminate the Jewish people, so Hashem did us the favor, and he gave us the mitzvah machsa shekel in advance to serve as an antidote to the shkolim. If that's the ikar tam of why we give the shkolim to commemorate this, then you give the machsa shekel before you lay in the Megillah, not on Tainus Esther. Okay, so for us in America, in Chutz La'aretz, in a year like this, it doesn't make a difference because it's both. Anyway, when you give the machsa shekel before Mincha, it's also right before the laying of the Megillah, pretty well, unless you want to say in the Nafkamina, Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedoyla, all right, but generally, it's anyway you accomplish both in one shot, but it's an interesting idea to understand what's the ikar tafkid of the machsa shekel.
So Shabbos, a lot of people don't have money yet.
Well, you have to go home anyway. You have to go home to get the Megillah. Well, you do it. I mean, you go home, you go to the Megillah, you get your costume. Wait! We're not so we're not finished yet. Just one of it. All right, one more thing. Just a brushing your teeth. Are you allowed to brush your teeth?
Yes.
Brushing your teeth? Some say yes, some say not. Okay. Okay, are you, if a person doesn't have to fast, are you allowed to go to a pizza store? If a doctor says you don't fast, not allowed to fast, are you allowed to eat in public? No. You're not allowed to eat in public. Tainus Esther, do you have to be noig minig avelus for Yerushalayim? No, it's a different type of fast. It's not a fast. The proof is the unique nature of Tainus Esther. The fast is before Purim. All the other fast days, you're never allowed to be makdim. If the day coincides with the Shabbos or Erev Shabbos, we push it ahead because it represents avelus for Yerushalayim, and we're always optimistic that Mashiach will come in advance. Purim. You advance. We're fasting even early on. We're quick to fast early. So therefore, you learn from this that the Indian of fasting on Tainus Esther is not a fasting that is misabel on the Churban Yerushalayim. It is a zecher for three reasons. We'll stop this. It's a zecher for the Nes. It's a zecher for what happened. Let's think about it. Let's review the different possibilities very quickly. Either it's a zecher for what Esther said, "Vitzumu olai shloishes yamim, altishtu shloishes yamim." The fast that she did during Pesach. That's one time. One time. Second time is the fast of the Yom HaMelchama. They fasted the days. It's a commemoration of the day when there was war and there was a very great Sakhan of Klal Yisrael. Then there's a third time. This is a very spooky time. Some of the Befarshim tell us because it says in Kabbalah Svarim, when Hashem saved Klal Yisrael, He didn't just annul the Gezerah. The Gezerah is a frightening thing when it says, there's a Gezerah, Lahashmit, Laharog, Ula'abed, Eskol, HaYehuda, Minar, V'Adzokin, Taf, Noshim, Yom Echot. It's frightening to say this. That Gezerah is still in effect. Hashem, in the time of Purim, just temporarily suspended it for that year. Every single year, we have to do tshuva to get another extension that it should not be chal. It's shocking to say such a thing. Yassivas Gershon, he quotes here, I should tell you because it's very important, who says this. Let me quickly tell you who says this. This is shocking. It's in effect. Yeah. And we have to be mispalel. Oy kosavid Divrei David. You know who the Divrei David is?
Ooh.
The Divrei, he calls it the Divrei David. I don't know who this is. The Divrei David. Shiny had Saibu Luthi Shekzera Saman Loinispatla Ella Lishoa. It was just for that year. Al Kane. Kiblu Alayam Bechol Dor Vadar. Every single generation, there has to be a fast, so we should get another extension. Lotzum lifnei Purim, kamash kosef harav. I'm not sure who the rabbi referring to over here, but that's very frightening. So you have basically three mahalchim, three basic mahalchim. Esther, vitzumu olai, the yoim mulchama, or it was only suspended. We have an obligation every single year to continue. The Purim is an evolving miracle.
Well, it says, after the
Okay, so we should be zeuch that our tilos should be skabel v'rachamim.